Gavin, I think you need to put these in the bottom of the hand. You're going to have to put it in the bottom of the hand.
My name is Margot.
And can you tell me what an ofrenda is?
Yes. When you put pictures in like something and it reminds you of the people that have died.
A purple blanket drapes over the ofrenda cover altar at Montessori Academy. Shoe boxes of all colors filled with photos of deceased loved ones, cempasúchil seals or marigold flowers, and plastic candles decorate the three-layer pedestal. Elementary students are learning to cope with death by celebrating Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, a tradition started when the Spanish conquered the Aztecs. The ancient civilization saw November 1st and 2nd as the day the souls of the deceased returned to be with their living loved ones.
But the more we talked about it, the more kids started bringing in pictures of their pets and their grandparents, and they were so open about talking about them, and so it was just such a positive thing to see them talking about their loss in a way that everybody could sort of support them. And, you know, there would be tears sometimes, but I think people enjoyed listening to each other's stories so much, and we emphasized the happy things about remembering.
Elementary teacher Eric Reidenauer says this celebration gives a different meaning to death.
It kind of models healthy behavior for dealing with loss, I think.
My name is Emerson. This is Dana, and she's my cousin. And she loved the beach. She was an artist, and she was from Paris, and she speaks French.
Do you speak French?
Bonjour.
Evelyn.
Okay, Evelyn, and tell me a little bit about your ofrenda.
My ofrenda is for two things. One's a cat named Sparkle. She was my grandmother's. And the next one is, her name's Aunt Dorothy. And Aunt Dorothy, she died from cancer.
For Berenice Ocampo, mother of Montessori first grader, it's important to pass this tradition along with the right message, especially because they're far from home.
It was positive, surprising to me to see that here in the U.S. this tradition actually is growing more. And maybe it's a regret that what I see now in my country, in Mexico, somehow it is not that much, because I think we are missing the essence of this celebration.
And to keep that essence alive, these elementary students are decorating ofrendas with veladoras, which represents the fire that illuminates the way home, pan de muerto, part of the Spanish tradition, sugar skull, and handmade papel picado.
Some papel picado, well, it's basically cut paper. You fold it up, you cut some designs into it, and it sort of makes a mirror image.
The Montessori Academy float will be displayed at the Day of the Dead celebration this Saturday, November 5th at Wasamond Park Nature Center from 3 to 6 p.m. The event includes an ofrendas showroom, activities, a Día de los Muertos lecture, a parade, and food. For WNIN, I'm Paola Marisan.
Llorona, 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 llévame al